This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Okay, speaking of loonies, I'm talking about money, you guys. The money. A loonie is the Canadian $1 coin. That's your pub trivia answer for the day. So speaking of money, when it comes to campaign cash, the presidential candidates practically live by this motto. There's no such thing as too much. But there was a time when Americans tried to rein in the never-ending fundraising that has come to characterize our politics. Maybe you remember that little box you can check on your tax forms. That's the one that allocates a few dollars to public financing for our elections. It's still there, but nowadays most candidates don't even want the money. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains why.
FYI, checking that box doesn't increase your taxes. It just allocates $3 to the campaign fund, which now has more than $300 million sitting in it. But the major party candidates say no thanks. Eleanor Neff Powell teaches political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Well, in the current cycle, the only candidate who's taking it who's still in the race is the Green Party nominee Jill Stein.
Clinton and Trump don't want the cash because it comes with strings attached, like no more fundraising once you get the money, and, here's the big one, agreeing to spending limits in the general election of about $100 million.
And just to put that into context, last time around, Obama spent around $775 million. Romney spent around $460 million. So this would be a much lower level of spending.
It used to be that everyone used the system, and Thomas Mann, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says it made the campaigns better.
It worked well for about six elections. Its first was 1976.
But it all started to unravel in the early 2000s, and in 2008, then-candidate Barack Obama rang the death knell.
We've made the decision not to participate in the public financing system for the general election.
Since then, no major party nominee has taken the money. So it was nice while it lasted, Mann says, but
we're now at the point where it's absolutely irrelevant to presidential elections.
Taxpayers seem to agree. Remember that box on your tax form? The one that directs money to public financing? Back in 1980, more than a quarter of us checked it. Last year, it was down to about 5%. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.